This is Linda Naylor for ISIS Pep Talk. Polyethylene and polypropylene monthly prices are moving up in Europe in January, but increases are being tempered by speculation over February monomer contracts as naphtha falls. Spot polymer activity is thin, and some sources are now looking at lower prices to tempt recalcitrant buyers to the market. Nevertheless, January PP prices have risen by around 30 euros a tonne, above the monomer increase, and while much polyethylene business is still to settle, most increases recorded up to now have been just above the hike in the ethylene contract. January ethylene and propylene contracts rose by 15 and 20 euros a tonne respectively, and early in the month, some sellers were confident of achieving increases of 50 euros a tonne for some polyethylene grades. Some of these expectations have been modified as the month has progressed, and polyethylene demand in particular has weakened. One reason for this is, with falling naphtha prices, players now expect a reduction in the February ethylene price. It may only be a few euros, but any price decrease in the ethylene contract will lead to downward pressure in the polyethylene sector. Why would buyers build up inventory in a potentially falling market? And some are already destocking. Polypropylene is in slightly better shape than polyethylene. PP demand in January has been better than polyethylene demand, and propylene is tight. The polypropylene market is also supported by Total's force majeure from its polypropylene site in Gonfreville in France. Tightness in upstream propylene means that the February propylene contract is under less pressure than the ethylene contract, and the price will have more to do with supply and demand than upstream costs. Polypropylene availability is not tight, though, and a couple of large buyers think talk of an increase in February propylene is simply saber-rattling from producers. Some polymer buyers expect upward pressure to remain tough even towards the end of January, as they expect producers' chances of increasing prices will diminish as the year progresses. The market is not strong, and many players expect 2014 to be a rerun of 2013. At the moment, players are expecting a small reduction in the February ethylene contract and a rollover to small increase in the propylene contract. Naphtha pricing is notoriously volatile, and polymer producers will be looking at average pricing throughout the month when they come to discuss monomer contracts. On Friday close, naphtha was at $906 to $907 a tonne, having dipped below $900 during the week for the first time since October. On Monday, values were similar. Crackers are still running at reduced rates in Europe, limiting output of monomer and polymer, but lower naphtha prices are thought to have led to an increase in production levels at a time when polymer demand is not sparkling. Inventory control is much firmer than in former times, at both the producer and converter level, but a further increase in cracker output could lead to higher stocks in Europe if demand remains flat. Sources across the board are likely to continue watching naphtha keenly in the days to come. It's proved to be the main driver of monomer and polymer prices, and this is unlikely to change for some while. This is Linda Naylor for ISIS Pep Talk.